Good morning. We're continuing with Chayodim Klal Gimel, and we're learning Siman Tetzvav. So here the Chayodim continues his definition of Mokum regards to the Lachos of Tzoya. Chayis of Tzoya, but Manu Menachos of Mokum Gavoya Yud Tvachim, Barachim Dal Tvachim Adal Tvachim. The Tzoya is in an area which meets the criteria of Rishas HaYachid, which means it's 10 Tvachim high, and it's 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. Or the Hepet Sha'adim Oymed Alois of Mokum, but Tzoya Menachos Lamata. So he's in the same room, but he's in a raised area, which is 10 Tvachim high, and it's 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. And the Tzoya is down below. So, Imein Megil or Reach Ra, Vein Aroya Oysa, if he does not smell it, and he does not see it, so the only issue is that it's within Dalet Amos from him. So laterally, it's within his Dalet Amos, but height-wise, he's raised up 10 Tvachim. So the first step he says is that what you've addressed the problem of Malkum by putting yourself in a different place. It's a different Rishus. Halachically, it's raised up, it's a different Rishus. So it's not in the same Machana as you. If you smell it, it means that Tzoya has joined you in your Machana. So that's a problem. If you can see it, what we already mentioned before, there's going to be a problem, the fact that you can see it. But over here, you're not in the same machana, you cannot smell it and you don't see it, so it's not a problem. Similarly, it would be from one room to the next. If I am in one room and the next room over there is Tzoya, even though I'm right by the doorway going into that room, so the Tzoya is within Dalet Amos of where I am in the lateral direction. But since it's in a different room, a different rishus, so there's not a problem. The problem is I can smell it. I can't smell it. There's no smell. The problem is visualizing it. I don't see it. So that's okay. Now, the Chayyadim also adds, even if you're facing that direction, but you're shutting your eyes, he's going to qualify that last statement. The Kim Hashib Rishus Bifnei Atzma Vein Aroya Lehedya. So we've addressed both problems. The problem of Machane Kodesh, it's not in the same Machanecha as Machanecha Kodesh. It has to be your Machane, has to be holy. Your Machane is holy. You're in a different Rishus, and your Rishus is clean. You can't visualize it, you're not seeing it. But he brings a second opinion which says that the heter of not seeing it is because the different makom generates the fact you don't see it. You're higher, you're lower, there's a wall in between, etc. But if the reason why you can't see it is because you could see it, but you shut your eyes, shutting your eyes doesn't help, according to Eliyahu Rabba. So in the Piskei Mishnah Berurah, the bottom, he says that we should follow the second opinion of Eliyahu Rabba, the Chachila. B'shas Al-Kak, the person is not able to turn his body around. He can rely on closing his eyes. So we do see from the Mishnah Berurah that turning your body around would also be a valid solution, the Chachila. You're in a different machane, you can't smell it, so you don't have a problem with machane. Well, the problem is re'ias. If you're facing towards it, the fact that your eyes are shut is not sufficient according to this problem, this opinion. But if you turn your body away, that you can't see it, so then you do not have a problem of visualizing it. If you're facing towards it and your eyes are shut, that's not sufficient according to this opinion. If you're turning your body away, it is sufficient. If, let's say, a person can't turn their body around, they're in the traveling somewhere and they're forced to be facing that direction, that's the seat, etc., they can't turn around. So in that situation, Tzimis Einayim will help. So there's a good example. Person is in a car. A car is a separate rishus from the area outside of them. So the person's in a car and they stop and they're learning Torah and they're listening to Torah and they're talking in Torah as they're traveling. And they see some soy outside of the car. So the soy is in a different rishus. They don't smell it. They're in a different rishus, even though they've stopped by a light, and there's soy there, which is within Dalet Amos. It's not a problem, because it's a different rishus. But they can see it. Well, they can't turn their body in that situation, so they could, if they could turn their punim at least away from it, that would be preferred. If that's not possible, they can shut their eyes. If the person is driving, obviously it's not recommended that the person should shut their eyes at that point in time. And we'll clarify, is hearer, can he listen? Would that be acceptable to listen under those circumstances? And meanwhile, have a good day.